Thank you for joining Brother Freedom and I on this Tuesday afternoon. God bless you. And I know the Lord's going to touch Brother Freedom, and you just listen, you're going to be blessed. Father, thank you for your wonderful goodness. Thank you, Lord, for the mighty move of the Holy Ghost. Thank you for touching Brother Freedom today. And Lord, this listener, this one who's listening right now over the internet, we pray for a mighty touch in their lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father, we just give you praise, glory, and honor for this day. Lord, I'm just going to lay it in your hands. I'm going to pray that you anoint me because I know you know what the message I've given. I'm going to go forth what you give me. And I pray that you direct it as only you can. And Lord God, I pray for the Comforter to come down, the Holy Ghost, to do His job, His will. Father, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord, Lord. But I'd like to say to everyone out there that's within hearing this word, where are you going to spend eternity? I want you to really seriously think about this. It's not a light occasion. You know, it's more important than your education. It's more important than even being healed. It's more important by you having success. It's more important than that trip. Whatever you're longing for, it's more important. Most people want to put this back, and they don't want to think about it. But the Lord spoke to me very courageously this day. I think it's by the Spirit of God that you need to be awakened. We must sharpen our keenness that we realize where we're headed very shortly. Judgment must come at the house of the Lord. Can you withstand the judgment of God? Can you withstand that day? Can you withstand the trials that's come to come to pass on this earth very shortly? Are you able to be able to love God in all? If any place there that you're not able, you should listen to the rest of this message because I believe it's going to help you. I believe that God has made us exactly and put us in the hands we are exactly for ourselves. He wants us to have a free reign. He don't come to manipulate your life. He just gives you a free reign, and if you seek Him, then He's going to help you. But if you don't, you're sort of on your own. And really, that's the way life is, and that's why these conventional churches have made it so easy for their congregations to not really have anything. The pastors wanting to have a congregation, wanting to have numbers, wanting to impress people, would say, just come on, just like you are. I know I'm telling the truth because I've heard it and I know it. And whatever you've done is all forgiven. And you don't have to even worry from now on. You just come every week and you can go out. And even when you're coming here today and every day and you're sort of not with us, you just come here and show up. And if you can't do that, at least on your fishing pole, you would just say, well, now I'm glad I'm come to that church. That's what we've made it, a publicized work of man. And man cannot do the will of God. As good as man can try, there's no way that they can do the will of God. Hear me, hear me, hear me. When we stand accountable at that day, all these supermen that we thought were courageous, all knew everything, they're going to be like we are. We're all going to be equal. We're all going to stand before God, the King of Kings, the Lord of Glory. Unless His stamp of approval is in your life, and you miss that day, it's going to be a terrible situation. I've been thinking about this all week. And hell's going to be a place that people are going to scream and say, why did not I think about I put this out of my mind because I didn't want it to come to pass. But now it's on me. That's what's going to happen. You dismiss it in life because you don't want to have any discomfort. You don't want to think too seriously about your condition with the one who made you, the one that loves you, the one can forgive you, the one can help you, the one can impress you, the one can make His face shine upon you, that blessed one that can be your blessed hope, that wonderful thing of eternal salvation through the power of God, through the Son of Jesus Christ. It's a very lively hope that no man can see, no man can feel, but you have it because you know the will of God. You need to straighten up because my coming is very soon. My pastors are afraid to say anything like saying here. But they're not even in my will either. So it'd be pretty hard for them to say anything. Without the Holy Spirit, No man can know the will of the Father. No man. No man. It comes by yielding yourself to the Kamashiach of the Holy Ghost. He is your leader. He is the supreme great I am. For my eyes, said the Spirit of God, runs throughout the whole earth to show myself strong on behalf whose heart is made perfect toward me. Now that should be pretty simple for you down there. If you can't understand that, it means I'm looking for some people that will really seek me and come personally and know me as their personal Savior, as I be their Father and they shall be my children. This is what I'm coming for. My churches have left out the importance of me. They've taken out the importance of the Holy Ghost. And they've really took out the importance of the Son, because He made a great sacrifice and they've used it for no avail. They've put it in a way, it's no power. It's weak, and Satan knows it, and he's using it for his side. But my people need to arrange themselves to seek me in a very special way, because I say my coming is nigh in this hour. The pleasures of this world are here. In every prayer my people go, they are faced with the cares of this world. But my word declares very many places, we cannot be friends with the world unless we're at enmity with you. Father, I just pray that you'll spend your heart this night, the glory of God's cloud over your life. Out there today, where, I don't know wherever you are, but you need to realize that God is the only source that you have. His covenant is between you and Him. Yes, the pastors would have started out like they should be. They'd have got you up to a certain depth and then said, yes, I'm going to take you to Jesus Christ right now, and He's going to make you in the fullest. But we have not wanted our people to get into perfection. Romans, the 12th chapter, talks about presenting your bodies a living sacrifice only God, unto God. This is what God says is only your reasonable service. It's not unreasonable what God's asking of you. So if you think out here that you can just sit in and get in by the shirt tail of your the 44th church or whatever it is of misfits and not seek God, I believe you're going to be missing something. And when you're missing something, you have no connections with God the Father. There has to be connection that's made, because He's going to help you. He's going to provide for you. He's going to keep you. His eye is over the righteous, and His ears open to the cry. If you call on Him, He will answer you and show you great and mighty things that you know not. Very simple. It don't need to have to be a professor to think these little child things that I'm telling you. God is not slack concerning His promise. You don't have to have somebody go to the Bible and say, oh, this means this, this. No, you need to be open to the Spirit of God. I'm seeing multitudes, Joel, the 3rd chapter, multitudes in the Valley of Decision. Churches after churches are not ready. They have a form of godliness, but they're denying the power thereof. It says, from such, turn away from. Well, you mean, said, if you don't like what's in it, well, if it concerns your salvation, your eternal state where you're headed, yes, better get out of it. Make your election sure. That's what the Bible talks about. Making your election sure. That means you're going to have a sure handle on what you're doing. It's not a sloppy invitation. It's a glorious send from heaven. The Bible plainly says, the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous. His ears open to their cry. Jeremiah 33:3 says, call unto me and I will answer thee, and I'll show you great and mighty things that you know not. Now, all these booster words I'm saying this is because if those that's walking in holiness. The Bible says, without holiness, no man to see or please God. You say, I've never been taught this was. You need time, take tail right now and seek God, because He's coming soon. The signs, the times are truly here. The Bible says, I'm knowing the time. Now it's high time to wake out of sleep. You've already shed about out of sleep, but you need to take every step you can now and try to get ready. The King of Kings is coming, and you're not going to be ready. You're going to miss it. And eternity is forever and ever 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 and thousand times ever and ever and million times ever and trillion times however and ever a zillion times. No end to it. Our normal life span of the average person is probably about between 70 and 80 years, maybe. I may not even be that high. But it's not very long. It's like a vapor compared to eternity. The things that we think are so important on this earth don't make a pimple on eternity. What's important is when we are with God day by day. We're just seeking day by day. We've never been taught. We've been fleeced. And by these people that say, like, Brother Freedom's nothing. They're the ones that they're going to have to meet God that day. And they played with the Holy Ghost. And no man, there's no forgiveness. When you just say something smart about it, I wouldn't even want to be kidding. Because the Holy Ghost is very powerful. He's God. Jesus came to give us new life. The old man can be set free. Here he come and went to the cross, gave his life, and here we take it so lightly, we just, we just try to get numbers. That's what God showed me, trying to get numbers in your fellowships. Numberships are not it. It's personal ones, souls. They're, each one's valuable. I went to a church here a couple weeks ago, last week, I guess it was. I was called to speak to these young kids from first grader to eighth grader about World War I, but I wasn't a World War I, I was a Korean veteran. But anyway, I told them about how the Lord saved me, kept me through a minefield and all these things that God's only able. Without the Spirit of God, you have no protection. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under. You're lifeless. You're living a life lifeless. You're playing Russian roulette. You're going to get a shell. Russian roulette, you pop the tip and see if nothing happens. Well, it's going to happen. And it's appointed unto man once to die, then comes the judgment. That's what the Word of God says. God says that. He's made me to stand up on my two feet and I'm getting very old, very tired. But judgment must begin the house of God. That means you need to start over again, many of you, and start praying, seeking God, calling upon Him. Not playing church, making church. Walking in victory. Not walking in bondage, but walking set free. God wants us to be examples, not in bondage. So many people are in bondage, they make you sick. They're bondage of all kinds of things. They're bondage of the self. They're in bondage. Whom the Lord set free is free indeed. You're more than conquerors through Him which loved you. Greater is He that's in you than He that's in the world. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Oh, it's going to be a fearful time. Our Lord Jesus is not when He comes for His own. And I believe there's just going to be a few that's caught up. I really do. Everybody says they're going, but I hope they do. I want everyone to make it. But I'm not so sure I'm even about myself. I've got to seek God every day. I've been seeking God about it's terrible. Think about going to eternity without God. It's for the misfits. It's for the devil, his people, for his angels. It's not for you. It's not for you, sir. It's not for you, madam. It's for them. But if we go willfully in our own careless way, and that's what you're walking carelessly, the Church of Lord Jesus is very careless in their attitude toward God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. When you've got a bad attitude, God sees you as not very important. But if you'll seek Him, God will hear you. And He'll say, I will love you, my child. I'll forgive you. I'll move upon you. Come, my people, seek me while there's time. Be ready, for I'm here to uphold thee. I'm here to forgive thee. I'm here to make my face to shine upon thee, that thou might be a blessed people. And thou wilt walk in new covenant, in new direction. Oh, come on. The old man has to go away. And you become all things new. It's before you. Act on it now and you shall live. If you don't act upon it, you shall surely die. When you hear this message today, I, the Father, has prescribed this. It's beyond anyone's control. It's in the hands of where the hearers out there. You must take this and work on it. It's between you, because it may mean where you spend eternity. I pray that God will bless these ones in a mighty way. The glory of God's here. And I'm so heavy with the souls that go out in eternity without Him. Oh, that how pastors have played with souls. And any man that plays with souls is worthless. And he's going to be held accountable. Praise God. If there's any pastors out there, seek God. And God, all things will be forgiven except coming against the Holy Ghost. And I advise all of you to be walk lightly. What you say about the Holy Ghost. When you say we don't want Him to work in our church, you're coming against Him. I know the people have aggravated you many times because they was working the wrong gifts. And that gift wasn't theirs, but there should have been someone there to stop these. But no one was there. That's where it's wrong. And the Holy Ghost, it's not His fault, nowhere. I'm going to speak for Him because it's not His fault. It's our human's fault that we let these sinful lives come in and say it's by the Holy Spirit. It's not. It's an act from Satan coming in to take over for God's church. You should be shaken, waken, and brought in liberty by the Spirit of God. Does this not happen? I've seen women come into services and they was just hungry for wrong direction. That's all I can say. Silly young ladies. But I've seen these prophecies going out and they get up and say the opposite. I know that's not by God. I can tell you time after time I've witnessed these things. I've kept quiet. But this day I want to expose the world that they need to be ready. You need to be seeking God in all His praises, His wonderful glory. And God will comfort you this day. God will forgive you. God will strengthen you this day. I pray that God will give you liberty this day. And I'm going to close. I pray that you'll, I hope everyone will have a good day. I hope you'll seek God. I pray that you'll pray to Him. And I pray that you'll mend your ways. Seek God with a special calling when they ask it in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen, amen.
Amen. That was another wonderful message. Praise the Lord.